This podcast is a good news podcast. It's about how there are ready solutions for all the major problems that plague humankind. Problems of food scarcity, for example, or lack of nutrition. Problems of unaffordability of housing, or a lack of personal financial sovereignty. Why are people working so hard, but they can't keep what they earn? Why do more and more people seem to be slipping into poverty? And also questions about personal security, community security, national security. There are simple, ready answers. Oh, and medical questions. How do we stop cancer? How do we stop diabetes? How do we stop obesity? Here's the thing, folks. We have answers to all these questions. We've covered these answers repeatedly on naturalnews.com and alternative media. Many of these answers have been suppressed by the establishment, by the government, by the corporate media, because there's so much profit in keeping people sick or keeping people enslaved or keeping people poor or keeping people fearful of the next pandemic or the next world war. There is a control grid system that's in place that controls our world. And this control grid system deprives humanity of the abundance that we naturally deserve. Abundance that naturally springs from, frankly, the laws of physics and the laws of economics and natural law, basic human dignity. And the biggest mistake that humanity makes is thinking that bigger government will solve the same problems that big government created. Food scarcity has been engineered by government, and we see that in places like Idaho right now, where they are fining farmers $300 an acre for irrigating their own crops with their own water wells. Yeah, it's a crime to irrigate your crops, spanning about 500,000 acres of farmland in Idaho right now. This is an example of how government engineers food scarcity. And then when people can't afford food, they get more handouts, more food stamps, welfare from the government to do what? Oh, to go to Walmart and buy more processed food, heavily processed garbage food that lacks nutrition, which feeds into chronic degenerative disease, which enriches the sick care industry, the hospitals, the doctors, the chemotherapy practitioners, as well as, of course, the drug companies, which are paid by government to keep you sick. There are so many examples of this, we could spend hours talking about them. But let me just cover some of the basics in terms of the suppression of innovation and the suppression of solutions that could help humanity right now. One of them is low-energy nuclear reactions, LENR, also known as cold fusion. LENR devices heat water by converting mass into energy on a tabletop using very basic, relatively low-cost materials. When properly engineered, which would take less than $1 billion, by the way. I mean, a tiny fraction of what the U.S. has sent to Ukraine to wage war. You know, just if you take a fraction of what the U.S. spends on bombs every year and you put it into LENR grant money for the re-engineering of cold fusion, you would have very quickly small devices, maybe the size of, let's say, a home dishwasher, that could be installed at every home that would produce a steady 2 or 3 kilowatts of energy by heating water using cold fusion, having the water turn to steam, having the steam drive a turbine, and having the turbine generate alternating current electricity, which is stored in new batteries, which the most promising chemistry right now is sodium ion batteries that are very inexpensive. They don't use difficult materials like cobalt or even lithium. They use abundant, cheap sodium, which is everywhere in North America. So this solution is within reach right now. It could make every home independent from the power grid. Every home, every business could lower its cost by having essentially nearly free energy to power the business, power the home. This would make U.S. manufacturing more competitive internationally. This would reduce the cost burden on homes so that people could afford more food. And it would set people free to live almost anywhere they wanted because they don't have to be connected to the grid anymore. But why isn't this being allowed or even supported? Well, because the system wants centralized control over people. And that's hot fusion, or that's the power grid, where you have central control, you have smart meters monitoring everybody, and then the power companies can cut off people's energy if they're using too much for charging their car or air conditioning or heating or whatever. It's about control. It's about keeping humanity enslaved rather than setting people free. And that's just one example. Another great example is the suppression of cancer cures, or cures for many other diseases that come from the world of herbology, phytochemistry, alternative medicine, natural health, and so on. There are so many cures for cancer, I've lost track. There are cures for different types of cancers. There are ways to reverse cancer and, of course, prevent cancer. And some of these are very, very simple. There are hundreds of anti-cancer nutrients in the fresh produce section of a typical grocery store. And there are spices in the grocery store and herbs like ginger and turmeric that are themselves powerful anti-cancer substances. And yet, nobody in the corporate media mentions any of this. Nobody in the government, the Surgeon General doesn't mention it. Nobody mentions it because it's all about promoting big pharma profits. And then Google comes along and destroys the knowledge of natural medicine and cancer cures through censorship. Since 2017, Google has become an instrument that is designed to disconnect people from human knowledge in order to promote big pharma and certain government narratives at the expense of human health and, you know, human abundance. Google wants people to suffer and die as long as big pharma gets wealthy. And that's one of the reasons, by the way, why we built our Brighteon.ai large language model, which is free, non-commercial, downloadable. You can get it right now. Just go to Brighteon.ai, and it's been trained on millions of pages from books, interviews, and articles about herbs and natural health, cancer cures, and so much more. You can ask it any question you want. It runs locally on your own computer. It even runs on notebook computers. Doesn't use the internet. Doesn't use a cloud. You don't have to sign in to use it. You don't have to pay anything. There's no licensing. And you can use it anywhere you want. And so just watch. The government will soon try to suppress AI language models. And they'll claim they have to because of safety. They have to make them safe to use. And by that, they mean, well, we can't have a language model telling people not to take vaccines. You know, got to have everybody line up and take those death jabs. But you see, the solutions are readily available. For most people, cancer cures are growing in their own backyard or within a mile of their home. Sometimes in the plants found in city parks or little forest groves. But people have no idea because this knowledge has been erased from their consciousness and erased from the internet. Now, for economic solutions, it's also very, very simple. All you have to do is have honest money, which is gold and silver, by the way, or a gold and silver backed currency that cannot be counterfeited by the government. So financial abundance naturally springs forth from people's effort if you have an honest money system that cannot be counterfeited. The only reason people are poor today is because the government keeps stealing from them by printing more money, which devalues the purchasing power of the currency currently in circulation. So merely by holding on to dollars, you are being ripped off by the United States government, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury. Whereas if there were an honest money system that could not be counterfeited, you would get to keep what you earn, and what you keep would also hold its value. And taxation is theft. And taxation serves no function other than to suppress the people. The government doesn't need taxation in order to fund itself. This is obvious because it prints whatever money it needs anytime it needs bailout money to bail out the banks or bail out Fannie Mae or whoever. They don't need your money. Taxation is designed to keep you down. So we could live in a society where money doesn't lose value, which means there would be virtually no inflation, and where you're not taxed on your earnings. Possibly there would be tariffs, possibly there would be corporate taxes, but there would be no personal income taxes whatsoever. How wealthy would people be? so many people would become so wealthy that many of them would decide to spend more time working less, let's say, in order to enjoy their lives, spend more time with family, spend more time on recreation or personal fitness or whatever they want to do, travel. And you see, then that causes a drop in the GDP, you see. And that results in less taxation to the government. So the government wants everybody running like hamsters in wheels, endlessly running, running, running to try to get ahead. But they've rigged the system so you can never get ahead, while the government extracts a large portion of your earnings and effort and keeps it for themselves or uses it for their own programs, which are incredibly corrupt and fraudulent, such as paying themselves higher and higher wages or paying each other or sending money to the military-industrial complex to build more bombs to kill more people all over the world as long as they profit from it, or spending more money with Big Pharma to buy more vaccines that are killing more people. An honest money system is all you need for automatic abundance. And the government is, of course, in the way of that. The government does not want an honest money system. They want a rigged money system where they can print currency anytime they want, and effectively, they can create money from nothing while you have to earn it. So it's a rigged, dishonest system. And it will be a glorious day for our world. I call it World Freedom Day. That's the day that the dollar collapses, because the dollar is a dishonest ledger system. It is a rigged system of theft. It's a type of debt-based Ponzi scheme run by a cabal of criminals who call themselves government officials. When the dollar dies, humanity is reborn. So don't fear the collapse of the dollar. Celebrate it. Because what will replace the dollar, if we are wise, will be an honest commodities-backed currency system, maybe a gold-backed currency, even a gold-backed digital currency, so that we can send and receive instantly, but it's backed by gold. And by the way, guess what currency in the world is going to be structured exactly that way? Oh yeah, the BRICS currency. BRICS, spearheaded by Russia, China, Iran, Brazil, South Africa, and now joined by, you know, India and the Saudis, and Turkey is going to join many other countries. Why are they joining? Why are they rushing to become part of the BRICS currency system? Because, for the reasons I just mentioned, because it's an honest currency system that cannot be counterfeited by any nation. And that gives it intrinsic value. Intrinsic value that the dollar does not have. And by the way, the BRICS currency will be backed 40% by gold, it turns out. And that's one of the reasons why China and other nations, their central banks, are purchasing record amounts of gold right now so that they can demonstrate the gold reserves that are backing the amount of currency that will be put into circulation in the BRICS system. It'll all be backed by 40% gold. Now let's talk about food abundance. Food scarcity is engineered into the system. For decades, the EPA allowed human sewage from America's cities containing all kinds of toxic substances, heavy metals, PFAS chemicals, you know, forever chemicals, birth control pills, pharmaceuticals, cocaine, used feminine hygiene products, everything flushed down the toilet went into this biosludge, which was then spread on farms. Actually, this is still happening to this day. It hasn't ended. And so these farms become contaminated. The cities dump it on the farms by saying, oh, it's free fertilizer. And then the farmers who don't know what this is, they say, okay, sure, dump it on my farm. And then the cities are like, so funny, these stupid farmers are just letting us dump all our pollution on their farms. And that's what happens. And then the farms become totally contaminated to the point where the FDA comes along and says, you're not allowed to produce food off this farm because you have these forever chemicals in here now, and this would be toxic. So your farm is now condemned. And this is happening across America right now. I did a whole film on this called Biosludged that you may have seen. You can see it for free if you want at biosludged.com. And in that film, I interviewed EPA whistleblower Dr. David Lewis, who wrote a whole book on this called Science for Sale, about how the EPA allowed the mass pollution of the soils of America's farmlands. That is the engineered destruction of the food production capabilities of a nation that's designed to cause famine. Okay, that's what that is, engineered famine. And then we find out that the East Palestine, Ohio train accident, it was no accident, by the way, it was an engineered event, which lit up vinyl chloride liquids that when they burn, they form dioxins, by the way. And dioxins are insanely toxic and they cause cancer at really low concentrations. Femtograms of exposure can cause cancer. That's 1/1,000,000th of a 1/1,000,000th of a gram, I believe. So this pollution from this massive fireball plume that came from that train accident, a new study shows that this now spread across 16 U.S. states. It affected 110 million people. So about 1/3 of the U.S. population was exposed to this. Just as importantly, this toxic cloud of dioxin material then fell or settled on farms across 16 states, mostly the Northeast, obviously Ohio and Pennsylvania and New York and so on, and some of it reached into Canada. So now these farms have some level of dioxins in them. The EPA refuses to test for dioxins. The state of Ohio refuses to test for dioxins. Even the study that found this contamination to have spread across 16 states, this study also did not test for dioxins. I was so incensed by this cover-up that right after this accident happened, I committed to purchasing a dioxin testing mass spec equipment for our food science laboratory, which runs multiple mass spec instruments, single quad, triple quad, liquid chromatography, and now GC gas chromatography, as well as ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. So we acquired a GC instrument. It's a GC triple quad, by the way. Triple quad means it's a triple quadrupole, extremely high sensitivity with ion fragmentation identification capabilities. So we acquired that. We're now acquiring the sample processing equipment for sample extraction and cleanup. Cleanup is very difficult because dioxins are found in lipids usually, and so you have to remove the lipids from the samples, and it's a very painstaking and very expensive process. But soon, hopefully soon, we've been at this for over a year, we will be able to test for dioxins because nobody else will seemingly do it. I mean, there are other labs that test for dioxins, but you have to pay like $1,000 a sample, and the EPA won't do it, the FDA won't do it, the food companies won't do it, the states won't do it, the government is involved in a massive cover-up. This is the total destruction of America's farmlands. Think about it. It's biosludge plus now dioxin fallout on who knows how many million acres of farms across the Northeast. And once again, it comes down to us, you know, a relatively small private laboratory. We're the only ones in America who want to actually test for dioxins. It's like, my God, shouldn't the FDA do this? But no, total cover-up. And that's because they're trying to destroy America's farmland. They're trying to cause famine, understand? That's why they cut off the water in Idaho. That's why they're burning down, you know, the chicken farms on purpose. That's why they're killing millions of chickens by falsely claiming they have bird flu. No, they don't. Well, a chicken sneezed over here. Who cares? Yeah, chickens do sneeze, by the way. I have chickens, and some occasionally they sneeze. It's a funny little thing they do. The first time I heard it, I was like, is that a chicken sneeze? You know, but yeah, chickens do sneeze occasionally. It doesn't mean you have to kill 5 million birds because one chicken sneezed, by the way. But that's the way they treat it now. It's insane. They go in and they just slaughter all the birds and they destroy the food supply. This is engineered. And my point is, if we just didn't have a terrorist government regime that was intentionally polluting our farms and destroying our food supply, we would all have food abundance. All of us. It's actually relatively easy given today's technology and the multiplying effect of, you know, farm equipment, diesel fuel, combustion engines and tractors and so on. It's relatively easy to grow food. The only thing really interfering with growing food is the terrorist EPA, the terrorist government, sometimes at the state level, that's destroying farmland and cutting off water. those are the factors that are stopping food production. And of course, well, I should add geoengineering efforts in order to cause more storms and droughts and floods and freezing temperatures and so on. So there's geoengineering that's also part of this weather control technology that targets certain areas, as you've seen over and over again. And I've had Dane Wigington on to talk about that as a guest numerous times, you know, from Geoengineering Watch. So you got to understand, in summary here, the abundance that I'm talking about, health abundance, wealth abundance, food abundance, all of these are natural things. The only reason that we don't all experience abundance in those three areas is because our governments have been weaponized against the people. Our governments are the thieves that steal our money. Our governments are the terrorists that destroy the farms. Our governments are the co-conspirators with Big Pharma to keep you sick so they can profit from your sickness and disease. This is a simple but powerful realization. If you dismantle the criminal cabal that claims to be your government, then humanity naturally becomes healthier, wealthier, more nutritious, more free. And so the answer to this is very simple. Dismantle big government, cut the size of government, which will happen naturally when the dollar collapses, by the way. But until then, you gotta vote for small government representatives if you can, if there are any left. In the meantime, get yourself prepared for the collapse of the dollar, which is coming. We don't know when, but it is inevitable, mathematically speaking. And get yourself squared away with food supplies. You can shop at our store, lab-tested, certified organic, storable foods, superfoods, nutrition products, personal care, much more. HealthRangerStore.com if you want to have ultra-clean, ultra-tested foods and supplements, including long-term storable food. That's what we specialize in. So HealthRangerStore.com. And thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can also catch my articles at naturalnews.com and my podcasts at brighteon.com. Take care. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia, and that's it. Okay, super simple, and it's real. No artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart. You know, it's got a nice berry flavor, and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C, and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get nattokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new. A few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane Mushroom Capsules. Organic Lion's Mane Mushroom Powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use Lion's Mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of Lion's Mane. But it can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable, decentralized free speech platform. But we also have brighteon.ai, and we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.